Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Petr Nečas is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington on Thursday. The Czech army has officially ended its mission in Kosovo, and the Senate has approved a bill introducing criminal liability of collective entities and business corporations. On a working visit to the United States, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is to meet for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on Thursday. The meeting, which is to cover bilateral cooperation and international security issues, is expected to be dominated by U.S. interest in a multi-billion crown tender on the expansion of the Czech Republic's Temelín nuclear power plant. The U.S.-based firm Westinghouse is competing against two other bidders in the tender. The Czech army on Thursday officially ended its mission in Kosovo after 12 years in the country. The Czech troops were part of a NATO-led peacekeeping force, K4, established on the basis of a UN Security Council resolution. Their main mission was to guard Kosovo's borders, maintain law and order, and protect towns and ethnic minorities against attacks by extremist groups. The last of the 8,000 Czech troops who served in the country since 1999 on Thursday symbolically handed over the keys of the city Šajkovac and for the last time lowered the Czech flag over the K4 military base where they served. The Czech army now only has troops in Afghanistan and a handful of officers serving as military observers in other states. The Senate on Thursday approved a bill introducing criminal liability of collective entities and business corporations, which would enable courts to fine them, seize their property, or even abolish them for serious offences. The bill, which still has to be signed by the president, extends the list of crimes for which business entities can be punished to almost 80. Among them, money laundering, counterfeiting, tax evasion, unlawful possession of nuclear material, as well as sexual harassment and crimes connected with child pornography. On the eve of Independence Day, Defence Minister Alexander Vondra bestowed over 30 medals and decorations on the country's World War II heroes, veterans from Afghanistan, athletes and cultural figures. Among those decorated were Jiří Gruntorát, signatory of the Charter 77 Human Rights Manifesto, documentary film director Kristina Vlachová and Alois Denemark, 91, who cooperated with the anthropoid resistance group that prepared the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the Reichsprotector of Bohemia and Moravia. Denmark is now the only living witness of the event. President Václav Klaus on Thursday granted 7 pardons. His office said those pardoned had been selected on humanitarian grounds. Among the 7 are 2 Ukrainian nationals who were to have been extradited from the country. The president's office recently came under fire for Mr. Klaus's choice in granting pardons with allegations that the system was corrupt. The president issued a vehement denial that the system could be open to corruption, but some politicians have suggested the granting of pardons should be a shared responsibility with another independent body. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be mostly overcast with rain in places and day temperatures between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name is Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, the Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, meets with U.S. President Barack Obama to talk Temelín, air defense, and more. The highest literary awards of the land are given out. We'll be looking at the winners. And later on in the program, what happens when mistletoe becomes a killer, and who is Super Václav, really? All that in Panorama. I hope you'll be staying with us today for that and more here on Radio Prague. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is on a brief visit to the United States, where he'll meet U.S. President Barack Obama later on Thursday. The agenda of Mr. Nečas's first visit to the Oval Office will be dominated by the multi-billion tender to expand the Czech Temelín nuclear power plant, in which the U.S. firm Westinghouse is one of the bidders. Other issues on the agenda will most likely include further energy cooperation, support for human rights, as well as Czech air defense needs after 2015, when the lease on the Gripen fighters expires. Daniel Aniš is in Washington covering the visit for a leading Czech daily, Hospodářské noviny. Jan Richter asked him whether he thought the U.S. firm will be any closer to the contract after Mr. Nečas's visit.
I can't say that, but it's for sure that this is the main topic. President Obama is receiving our Prime Minister Nečas in Oval Office today, and in fact, this is the main point of the agenda. It's a well-kept open secret, and it's true that to frame it in a broader picture, that it's going on, it's a broader economical cooperation on the field of nuclear peaceful energy development, but this is a big deal for Westinghouse. In fact, Ambassador Eisen, the U.S. ambassador to Prague, when he had hearing in U.S. Senate in September, he said it could create 9,000 jobs, well, highly paid jobs in USA, and he said that it's one of the biggest business opportunities for USA around the world. So I don't know whether Westinghouse will be closer, but this is it. This is the chance for Americans to make the case for them from the top level of the government, that means from the Oval Office.
Do you expect any progress on other issues that are on the agenda, such as the replacement of the Czech Gripen fighters after the year 2015, or perhaps the Czech bid to buy part of the U.S. stake in the TAL pipeline?
What is interesting that we spoke on the plane on the way to D.C. with Czech Prime Minister, the journalist, and he was really shy to speak about those issues concerning Gripen. He said that we have to first decide whether we really want to get rid of Gripens. And there was a nice question asking him whether we in fact need any fighters. And he said that maybe 1 year ago he was thinking that maybe not. But with the nuclear power plant, he said that there may be some new need for protection. So which was interesting. And concerning the pipeline, they should speak about the broader issue of energy security. So that might be one of the points mentioned in that.
Mr. Nečas is only the second Czech official after Václav Havel to stay at Blair House, which is the official residence for foreign leaders in Washington, D.C. Mr. Aniš, do you think this is a sign of some sort of a new beginning in the Czech-American relations that cooled off somehow after George W. Bush left office and after Mr. Obama became the president?
Point, because it's not normal at all that the statesmen and politicians, foreign politicians, stay at Blair House on their visit. You mentioned that Premier Nečas is only the second one after Václav Havel, the former Czech president. This was a special case in Czech-U.S. relations. So I think what they wanted to show that they really mean this visit as an important point in the new development of Czech-U.S. relations, which are normal, but nothing more, comparing with the era of 90s and beginning of 2000 and 2005, when there was the radar negotiation after that, when it collapsed. And I think this is maybe the beginning of with the economical cooperation, what could be the main point of it.
That was reporter for Hospodářské noviny Daniel Aniš talking to Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague. In a tradition going back to 1920, on the eve of October 28th, marking the birth of Czechoslovak independence, the Czech Culture Ministry grants annual state awards to outstanding Czech authors and translators. This year's recipients are author and literary scholar Daniela Hodrová and the translator and university professor Martin Hilský, who recently completed his translation of the entire work of William Shakespeare. Pavla Horáková has more.
65-year-old Daniela Hodrová is familiar both with the theory and practice of writing. Since the 1970s, she has devoted herself to creative writing as well as research, specializing in the theory of the novel. Her books have been published also in French, German and Polish. Literary historian Vladimír Novotný, who is a member of the jury, describes her latest book Vyvolávání, or Invoking.
Maybe we could call this book a symphony of memory. Hodrová is not an author who spews out a useless and short-lived book every year. She writes sparsely. Her previous book was published 7 years ago. The long pause is proof of her strong aesthetic responsibility with which she approaches her writing, her creative calling.
68-year-old Professor Martin Hilsky, translator and Shakespeare scholar, has recently concluded his lifelong endeavour of translating the complete works of William Shakespeare into Czech. All the plays and poems were published earlier this year in one volume.
This is the most significant award for a translator, and I am glad that it helps to bring the invisible art of translation to the forefront, because translation tends to be overlooked. I'm also very happy that the tradition of rewarding translations continues. I accept this as recognition of my lifelong effort, and I'm happy to be part of the tradition of Czech Shakespearean translations. I think it is an impressive tradition, and I believe the standards are very high, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
Martin Hilsky was first offered to translate a play by William Shakespeare 28 years ago for Prague's National Theatre. That is also where he's going to receive the award from Culture Minister Jiří Besser. Since 2003, the Culture Ministry has also been granting special honours to artists for their outstanding contribution to Czech theatre, music, visual arts and architecture. This year's awards go to jazz theorist Lubomír Doruška, Leoš Válka, founder of the Prague Docks Gallery, architect Miroslav Masák, film director Jan Němec and posthumously to film score composer Zdeněk Liška.
Many thanks to Pavla Horáková. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Later on, we'll have our Czech language learning program Soundcheck. But first, here's Daniela Lazarová with Panorama.
Mistletoe, a widespread symbol of good health and happiness under which people exchange Christmas kisses, has turned into a major pest in southern Moravia. The parasitic plant that fills Christmas markets in the Czech Republic every year has gotten so out of control in the eastern part of the country that it is killing trees and devaluating natural habitats. The curator of Lednice Chateau, Otto Bernard, says that the situation in the chateau's parkland is now critical. The park's age-old lime, walnut and maple trees are said to be particularly at risk.
These particular species are at extreme risk, particularly the older trees in the park, because mistletoe cuts their life expectancy in half. In fact, unless something is done, we cannot count on any of the trees in the park reaching an older age.
Although many animals depend on mistletoe for food, the plant's unexpected expansion needs to be curbed. Even though the coming Christmas season is expected to deplete its ranks, local gardeners say this brings only temporary relief. New clumps of mistletoe soon reappear, and the growing infestation is assisted by birds which spread its seeds. Scientists from Brno's Mendel University have been called in to deal with the problem. Miloš Bejchal says a team of scientists is now working on a natural solution to the problem.
We are currently working on a number of substances containing microorganisms which would not threaten the biosystem in any way, but would damage and gradually destroy the mistletoe alone.
The project is being undertaken in cooperation with Hungarian scientists and, if successful, would present a breakthrough in this area. However, research is in its initial stage, and even if all goes well, it will not be available for practical application for another 3 to 5 years. In the meantime, Czechs will simply have to buy up as much mistletoe as they can for Christmas. An army of blank-faced, anonymous white rag dolls known as Kiwanis dolls has arrived in a hospital in Tábor within a project that is to help improve communication with child patients. The Kiwanis dolls, a project which originated in Australia, are now used by medical institutions in many European states to ease anxiety and get children to communicate their hurts and fears. Since the year 2000, they have slowly found their way into hospitals around the Czech Republic. Tibor Levaj represents one of the Czech branches of Kiwanis International.
We have had an excellent response from medical institutions. The Kiwanis ragdoll is a toy, friend, and mediator rolled into one. It eases children's fears and homesickness. Doctors and nurses use the ragdoll as a model on which they explain what treatment awaits the little patient, and children can explain better where it hurts.
The Kiwanis dolls are given to child patients shortly after admission, and they're encouraged to paint a face on the doll and personalize it in any way they want, making it their very own. Children have latched on to the idea, and the presence of the rag mediator has quickly broken down existing barriers between patients and nursing staff. The doll stays with a child patient throughout its stay in hospital, and they eventually get to take it home as a trusted friend who helped them through hard times. So where do the faceless Kiwanis dolls come from? Tibor Levaj again.
They are made for us by elderly women who are good at handiwork, and we also get them from the inmates of a female prison house. We have charity events to raise money, and then buy the dolls for various hospitals and medical institutions. Kiwanis branches have so far delivered these dolls to around 10 hospitals in the country. We think it is a great idea, a very worthwhile venture, and we want to increase supplies as far as supporters and sponsors allow.
For a few weeks, the Czech superhero, dubbed Super Václav, was the talk of the town. A superman dressed in a red cape and tights waged a tireless war on evildoers, smearing dog poo on the back of unsuspecting dog walkers who failed to clean up after their pets, and pouring buckets of cold water over people who smoked at bus stops. Clips of these incidents spread like wildfire on YouTube, and Super Václav even gave the media an interview, saying he was sick of the general apathy towards transgressors and thought it right to take matters into his own hands. While the new Czech superhero imposed his own brand of justice, fans on YouTube and Facebook discussed how it was possible that Václav, who'd clearly enjoyed his share of pork and dumplings, could still outrun the enraged people he had just taught a lesson. After a few weeks of speculation, Super Václav was unmasked. In reality, he cared very little about the piles of dog poo on Prague's pavements or how many people broke the no-smoking rule at bus stops. The Super Václav video clips were a sales campaign to promote sports camcorders. Super Václav is gone, and the Czech Republic will have to do with the Václavs it has, or put its faith in the nation's patron saint, who, legend has it, will wake an army of sleeping knights in Blanik Mountain and come to the country's aid in its hour of need. Clearly, dog poo and inconsiderate smokers are not good enough reason to rouse them.
That was Daniela Lazarova with that edition of Panorama, and Daniela stays with us now for the next of our Soundcheck series, where the Czech language meets the language of music.
Well, Welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language course, in which you can learn new phrases with the help of song lyrics. Today's song is sung by Eva Olmerová. It's called Boží den, a heavenly day, and the refrain goes, a heavenly day, a gift from our Lord. And the expression to look out for here is náš pán, or our Lord.
Dal nám ho Pán, obil nám dál.
Every language has a rich collection of expletives reflecting an emotional reaction or plain surprise. Apart from a rich collection of vulgarities, Czechs like taking God's name in vain. When Czechs are surprised, angry or excited, you will often hear them say Pane Bože, meaning Lord God. Also common are the expressions Ježiši or Jesus. Others say Ježiši Maria, Jesus Mary, and some enumerate all members of the Holy Family in one breath, exclaiming, Ježiš Maria Josef, Jesus Mary Joseph. If you're one of the people who say good Lord, then the Czech equivalent is Dobrý Bože. Or you can say Kriste Pane, Christ Lord, or Ježiši Kriste, which is obviously Jesus Christ. Czechs also say God in heaven, which translates as Bože na nebi, and some people say in exasperation Bože ty to vidíš, or God, you can see what's going on. The equivalent of for God's sake is pro Boha, while for Christ's sake translates as pro Krista Pána.
Dal nám ho Pán, obil nám dán, dal nám ho Pán, modrej a krásnej.
Another expletive you may hear used is pro Kristovi rány, meaning for Christ's wounds, and for some reason even Kristova noho, for Christ's foot. The origin of that latter expression is not clear. And there is the somewhat strange-sounding Ješkovi voči, which does not mean the eyes of a hedgehog, as one might think, but is actually derived from Ježiškovi oči, the eyes of Jesus. Czechs may be the most secular nation in Europe, but as you can see, they use God's name a lot. Explanations of surprise and anger may also come in German, such as Himmel, Herrgott. You will hear Czechs utter a brief kruci, which comes from the word crucifix, or sakra, derived from sacral. And when all ends well, you will hear them say, with no small amount of humility, Díky Bože. Thank God. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for learning Czech with me and naschledanou.
Modrej a krásnej den, Boží den.
That was Daniela Lazarová with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always happy to hear from you. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook or Twitter under Radio Prague, or, of course, with a good old-fashioned letter to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, thanks for listening.